Grace Hour, the live international talk radio ministry of Greater Grace Church in Baltimore, Maryland. You can join us on the air today by calling 1-800-338-7060 or 410-483-3700 from outside of the United States. Now, here is our host.
And welcome, friends, to this edition of the Grace Hour. We're broadcasting live right here from our studios, and our studios are located at the home of the Greater Grace World Outreach right here in Baltimore, Maryland. And welcome, friends, to the Friday edition of our broadcast. Great to be with you, and we certainly do appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to join us live for our Friday broadcast. And what a great week it's been. We've been talking about standing for the truth, and we've been developing that theme. We'll continue to do so today. And there's only one thing we need, and that's your help and your participation. And that's what's so unique about the Grace Hour. It affords you, our listeners, the opportunity to join us live on the air with your comments, questions, testimonies, counseling needs. And we always look forward to your prayer requests. So when those phone lines are open, please, if you have the opportunity, join us live. And you can do so simply by picking up a phone and dialing one of these telephone numbers. We've got a toll-free number for everyone in North America. That number is 800-338-7060. That's 800-338-7060. And the local number, 410-483-3700. And we welcome your phone calls and look forward to having you join us on the broadcast. I'd like to welcome those of you that are listening locally on WRBS right here in the Baltimore area. The first half hour of our broadcast is being broadcast live on WRBS, and we'd like to welcome all of you to the program today. And then the rest, of course, are listening live on the internet at gracehour.org, and everyone else is listening and watching on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. And we just want to express our appreciation to all of you that will join us on our Friday edition of our broadcast today. And we're just so grateful that you take the opportunity, again, out of your schedules to be with us. It means a lot. And again, this has been a great theme, standing for truth. And again, we have heard some great messages, plural, yesterday on the broadcast. Pastor Stephen's message really stirred our hearts because he spoke in that message a lot about our foundation. And of course, if the foundation, and he quoted from Proverbs, if the foundations are removed, what will the righteous do? Well, praise God, the righteous adhere to those standards and foundation, even when the world says they're crumbling or they don't exist or we're going to remove them. That foundation cannot be moved because that foundation, of course, is Christ himself. And because our hearts and minds are stayed and fixed on him, well, we will not be moved. How grateful we are for an astonishing, powerful theme that really ministers to our hearts and builds our faith. So we're grateful for that opportunity. We are expecting Pastor Shibeli to join us live right here in the studio in a matter of moments. And while we wait for him, we do want to remind you that following his live devotional message, we're going to open those phone lines. And I want to encourage you to give us a call early in the broadcast, friends. Don't wait till the end of the broadcast. So often, some of the folks wait and think about calling us and then postpone it, put it off, and then are compelled to give us a call. But then we run out of time. We don't want that to happen to you, friends. So we want to encourage you to, again, go to those phones immediately and join us live on the broadcast and join us live in the Grace Hour. And again, awaiting Pastor Shibeli's approach here to the Grace Hour studios because he does have a message prepared for us. So we're very much looking forward to just that. Standing for truth. Does it mean we have to pay a price? Well, friends, we've talked about that this week on the Grace Hour, and I think we have to say yes, indeed. Is that price worth paying? Absolutely. Absolutely. Some people get a little discouraged because they look at the cost of discipleship and they begin to make an evaluation and wonder, is it worth it? Well, again, we've got to constantly remind ourselves that what we receive from God when we're willing to pay that price to stand for the truth and to get the truth, to buy the truth, and to have that truth establish our hearts and minds, oh, the compensations, plural, there are so many of them. The blessings, they're so great and so detailed. Yes, God is so good to bless us beyond all we could even ask or think. In fact, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So again, it may cost us something. There may be a price to pay to get that truth in our hearts, but it's always worth paying that price, friends, because the compensation always outweighs the cost. Well, Pastor Shibeli has joined us in the studio.
Finally.
We thought that maybe you lost your way to the studio, but glad that you made it.
I have got lost, but Cody found me.
Wow.
And, yeah, I was on a long, well, it's a phone situation. I won't go into it. But standing for truth, that's our subject, right?
Yes, indeed.
Because I wasn't here Monday because it was a holiday, right?
That's right.
And I was thinking about this in regards to this particular topic from John 18:38, when, and maybe it's been discussed already this week, Pilate says, what is truth? And truth was standing right in front of him. When you think about the word truth in the scriptures, it's the word aletheia, A-L-E-T-H-E-I-A. And what this word means is it's not just truth like a book or black letters on white pages or something that you would find encased in some great hall somewhere regarding what some people have said. But it means really a eternal, personal, genuine spiritual truth. Eternal, personal, genuine truth. Okay? And this is what Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Pilate was asking, what is truth? And truth was standing in front of him, because if truth is not eternal and personal, then it can really never be truth. It cannot be truth. And in John chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, we have a real foundational emphasis there with Jesus saying the Word became flesh, and the Bible saying the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, and full of grace and truth. And out of His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And I love the combinations that are used in the scriptures. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Love and the truth, speaking the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. So truth will always be attached to the very nature and character of God, the nature and character of who Jesus is. Even if you look at John 14, 15, and 16, it often uses this particular phrase, the Spirit of truth, that the Holy Spirit, the one who wrote the Bible, 2 Peter 1:19 through 21, 2 Timothy 3:16, he's the Spirit of truth. Ephesians 5:9 states pretty much the same thing, the fruit of the Spirit of truth. And so truth is not just something that man has come up with alone by himself and then put it together and even has had a great following concerning it. But truth has to do with the person of Christ. I was thinking about how the liar always lies. The liar always lies. And he will produce a type of truth that's disconnected from the person of God. Did you get me? A type of truth that is disconnected from that which is eternal and that which is personal. That's called demonic truth. And the devil and demons produce a truth that's disconnected from God's character and God's nature, God's life, God who is eternal and God who is personal. There's demonic truth. Then there's worldly truth, what the world proclaims is true. It's amazing what the world, and by the way, do you know what the word world means? That which is alien from and opposition to the life of God. The word is cosmos. And you know that the Bible says of the devil, he is the world ruler, the prince of this world. He's cosmocrator, world ruler, alien from and opposed to God's life. But there's truth out there that's worldly. It's worldly truth. You know, somebody will come up to you and say, well, you know, the truth is. And they have that as a foundational basis, the emphasis of the world and what the world is. Then we have religious truth. This is what the Pharisees have. This is why they question Jesus often in John chapter 8. And by the way, his answer to them was very interesting. Your father is the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he did not abide in truth. He's a liar. He's a liar. So you have the infiltration into the old sin nature through even religion, a truth that's only a religious truth. It really is not the truth at all. And by the way, you can look around the globe today and see many, many religions, and they base their religious system on a book of some kind, whatever it may be, or a person of some kind, and that person is neither eternal at all, not eternal, and is not personified truth. Then you have cultural truth. Somebody says, in this culture, you can marry six people. That's cultural truth. It's true to them, but it's contrary to the truth. It's contrary to, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. It is cultural truth only. Some cultures will say, they can even pass laws, it's okay to smoke marijuana. That's so stupid. That's so ridiculous. That's so demonic. That's so satanic. That's cultural and worldly truth that is really sourced in the enemy himself, the liar. Cultural truth. It's okay to drink. Cultural truth. That's wrong. It's not. Then you have many people following what we call media truth. How do you know what they're saying in the media is even true? Nobody knows. You know, we hear all kinds of stories about all kinds of things, about all kinds of people, about all kinds of places, about all kinds of situations. How do I know that's even true? It could be one person's emphasis, you know, an anchor man of a news newscast or something like that. Media truth. All over the media, there's all kinds of people proclaiming all kinds of things that they say are truth. Media truth. Then there's carnal truth. Truth which is attached to people who are not spiritual. They even can be born again, but it's carnal truth. Really not truth at all. It's not I am the way, the truth, and the life. It is a truth that is very carnal. Oh, it's okay to gamble as a Christian. Carnal truth. Liar! Carnal truth. No, it's not. Carnal truth. It's okay to drink. Carnal truth. It's okay to live with somebody before you get married. Carnal stinking truth. That's not truth at all. It's a lie. Next, we have partial truth. So we began with demonic truth, worldly truth, old sin nature truth, religious truth, cultural truth, media truth, carnal truth, part truth. How they people pick and choose. They're like looking at a scrap heap, looking at a place of truth, and they just pick out what they want to call truth. Then there's family truth. Well, my family's always done this. Well, I'm not going to go into that today. Because if I was to believe in family truth, I wouldn't be sitting here today. Family truth. And we love the family. And when it's godly, it's amazing. But how about if the family does not adhere to the truth of the scriptures, the truth of Jesus Christ? Then they develop what's known as a family truth. A family truth. Wow. And there's financial truth. Are you sure that's true? oh, that's what your checkbook may say, but God has a bigger checkbook than yours. Financial truth, external truth, all kinds of truth that's out there. And yet there's only one truth, which is personal and eternal. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Isaiah 59, verse 14, it's a great verse. It says, truth has fallen in the streets. And then it says, truth fails. And it's talking about people's receptivity to the truth. If truth has fallen, then that truth, if I don't think that's really true, then it fails. It fails. And we know that truth never fails, but the truth you're believing, the truth you're adhering to, is something that is not going to ever give you any kind of victory. So Pilate says, what is truth? What is truth? I love 2 Corinthians 13:8. We can know nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. Nothing against the truth. I don't want to know anything against the truth. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to be around it. And of course, we can't leave this world. We know what's going on. But I'm not going to be in a place where I am constantly receiving everything that's against the truth. I like what Paul said in Galatians 4:19. And by the way, this is for pastors, leaders, preachers, teachers, Bible study leaders, even heads of families. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? You got it. Sometimes we would tell our truth to our children, and they may not like it. They could end up becoming an enemy to their father or their mother because of the truth. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? And Romans 3:4 says, let God be what? Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. That's amazing. Think about that. Every man, every one of us, God is true. There's an aspect to our old sin nature. The old sin nature is nothing but a liar. Nothing but a liar. I don't know where everybody went, but they haven't come back. Nothing but a liar. So how important it is for us to live in the truth. Not in all these so-called fake truths or whatnot, but in the truth. The truth is, these devotionals are supposed to last 14 minutes so that people would come back on time. That's what I'm talking about, is the truth. But the truth, truth. Let's be a people who live in the truth, the way God sees it, aletheia. That which is personal, that which is eternal, that which is genuine, that which is true, that which is connected absolutely to the Bible. The truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And you're listening to The Truth right here at the Grace Hour Live here in Baltimore, Maryland. Please call us toll-free in the United States or Canada, 1-800-338-7060. You can email us your questions at questions@gracehour.org, tweet us your questions at The Grace Hour, or you can call us in Baltimore and outside of the United States at 410-483-3700. And our mailing address, 6025 Moravia Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206, in case you want to support us, support the truth.
Support the truth.
Pastor Shibeli, we love hearing the truth, because you know what it does? It sets us free.
I was thinking this morning, I was talking to somebody overseas, and we were talking about the fact that we are on Moravia Park Drive. Where is the church located? Moravia Park Drive. Where did that word come from? Do you know what? The Moravians were in this area, and the Moravians were missions-minded. I think in truth, their prayers were answered. In truth, their prayers were answered. See, God is true. And if we pray, maybe we don't see something happen right away, but we pray, and we can trust God for the answers. We can trust God for the answer, because God is true. He doesn't say exactly when it's going to take place or how it's going to take place or where it's going to take place, but God is true. And never define God outside of truth. just because of your interpretation of what's going on in life. Don't define God outside of truth just because your idea of truth might not be God's idea of truth. Amen, Pastor Love?
Amen.
We're here.
Amen. I'm back.
They made it back. You escaped, huh?
Thanks to Pastor Sturridge for stepping in and filling in my absence. I appreciate that very much.
The engineer was gone, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry to have to abandon you like that.
I was abandoned, but the truth was God will never leave me nor forsake me.
Praise God.
Is that the truth?
Yeah. It's amazing that, as you said, that when Jesus stood before Pilate and Pilate asked that question, you know, what is truth? He was looking into the face. Christ is the personification of truth. Isn't that amazing? It's kind of like when Mary and Joseph came to the temple to dedicate and to present their firstborn son to the Lord, and Simeon met them. He actually said, "Now I can die in peace now. I can die because mine eyes have seen God's salvation."
Amen.
Not only is he the truth, not only is he the way, the truth, and the life, he is God's salvation. Everything boils down to this great principle. It's all about Christ.
Amen. And so imagine how truth is defined by people, as I gave some of the illustrations of types of truth that are out there. Demonic truth, obviously, is the source behind a lot of it, all of it. Worldly truth, all sin nature truth, religious truth, cultural truth, media truth, carnal truth, partial truth, family truth, governmental truth, you know, all kinds of truths that are out there, but they're not the way. The truth in life, because these are truths disconnected from the life. They're not connected to the eternal personal life of Jesus Christ, the character of God. And even though you think something's true, how do you know it's true? Is it based upon the nature and character of God? There's the question.
Mm, wow. And you actually mentioned there media truth. Does the media ever tell the truth?
Well, we're the media and we're doing it.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
So there are some exceptions.
Sure.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, how do we know? I would hear things said about people in the news, and then maybe I would question them. What really happened here, you know? And it would be totally different than what the media said. Mm. It's interesting. Especially working in prisons, you'll find somebody is being talked about by the media for a crime they committed. And then you'll talk to the person, you'll find that it really didn't happen that way or the way they expressed it. Or you can hear about a sporting event and the media says this, but is that actually what took place, you know, and whatnot. So there's this media that's out there, and if it's disconnected from the eternal and personal truth of Jesus Christ, then what is it connected to? External interpretation of what they call evidence that's on the outside. Yeah. That's what it is.
Even falsehood.
Yeah.
Isn't it fascinating to think that 66 books of the Bible and, you know, over dozens and dozens of authors of those different 66 books, and yet all of it points to the same Christ?
Right.
That's amazing. And we're talking about over the course of thousands of years, all of these books written.
So you have young people that will listen to philosophers or psychologists or what I call psychopaths in educational institutions, and then they begin to derive their principles from them. They begin to derive what is a character of what is the character of man based upon them. I mean, it's incredible what people will say in some of those institutions. It's amazing, you know.
Yeah,
we have a lot of responses.
Yeah, we have a number of people that are listening and watching today. People like Pastor Emil.
He's in the Congo.
The Congo.
That's
praise
the
God.
Truth. He's in the Congo, Cody.
And Julie, she's over in Great Britain. Carol, Thea, Nalia, Tess, some great folks that listening to the Grace Hour today and sharing their thoughts with us. We're going to get to Tess's question in just a minute, but let's begin taking the first caller. Pastor Tim Silvius is joining us right here from Baltimore, Maryland. Pastor Tim, welcome to the Grace Hour.
Yeah, good morning, or afternoon, rather. You know, the wonderful thing about truth is that truth doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, some of the areas that you mentioned, like governmental people and media people,
changing.
Their truth can change. Their truth can change. Like, well, they'll say at one point that, you know, they're against abortion, and then later they'll come back and now abortion is okay, depending on which political way or, you know, whatever makes them look good for voting or whatever. But, you know, the Word of God, it's a wonderful thing that it never changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have to learn something new when we learn the truth that's taught in the Word.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because it's an absolute. It's an absolute, and it doesn't change. It can't change.
Well, isn't that what the writer to the Hebrews said? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever. He is the unchanging, immutable God.
Don't you love the fact that what do we have girt about our loins as far as part of the armor?
The truth.
The truth is girding our loins. Now listen to Pastor Sylvia, listen to these verses, because when you said that, it's something stuck with me. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. He doesn't change. Neither shadow of turning. He never changes, and he never turns away. I preached a message one time called, It's Never Dark, because he's the Father of all lights. He never changes, and he never turns away from you. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth. With the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. First fruit. Fruit coming from truth. There is a fruit that comes from a lie, but that's got nothing to do with God. But a first fruit of truth. We are the fruit of truth. There's that music.
You know what that means. Pastor Tim, thanks so much.
Okay, God bless you all. You're doing a great job.
Oh, we appreciate the kind words. First half hour in the books. Thanks for joining us, friends. But the phone lines remain open, and another half hour is coming your way. We'll dedicate that second half hour to taking your phone calls. So please give us a call on the Grace Hour, 800-338-7060, and locally 410-483-3700. Christ, yes, he is the truth. And we love talking about the truth, and we love magnifying the truth. So join us and share your thoughts with us on this Friday edition of the Grace Hour. And everyone else, if you can't stay with us for the next half hour, join us Monday as we begin a brand new week of programming right here in the Grace Hour. We're back with you live, friends, at gracehour.org, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and many of you, as Pastor Schiavelli was sharing earlier, joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you. That means you're watching and listening, and we appreciate that so much. And then, of course, the phone lines are available to our listeners. We hope that many of you will pick up that phone and dial one of those numbers, the toll-free number, of course, in all of North America, 800-338-7060. Linda has been waiting very patiently, I might
patiently.
Add.
Patiently.
Linda, welcome to the Grace Hour.
My name is Linda Altman, and everybody knows me. Okay. Okay.
Everybody? Are you sure everybody knows you?
Are you sure?
Not everybody. But God called me to be a missionary at 8 years old in church, and I went the wrong ways. But God brought me back to Greater Grace through the ministry there. And I've been there 29 years. And I've been praying for a friend of mine had a stroke, and they're doing the first thing day they got out, they came by and had their daughter drive by and bring me some food. It was a miracle. And then Brandon Alexson, I've been praying for him, and he's in Florida now, and he told me he wants to be on the Grace Hour, and somebody gave him a parcel of land, and first it was going to be young women, but now he wants you to pray for him. They're going to try to put some senior citizens, homeless senior citizens on that land.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
and,
exciting.
They want you to, and he told me he wants to be on the Grace Hour. He wants everybody to pray for him.
Well, you tell him to give us a call. We'd be happy to have him join us live.
Yeah, I've been calling him, and he's got a new little baby now. So the baby's name is Abel.
Abel.
Mm.
Yes, and his father wouldn't show me the picture because he was listening to the Ravens game.
Ah, well, I'll tell you something. Better to name that child Abel rather than Cain, huh?
That's right. That sure is right.
Because then you can't. Can you cane Cain?
No. But Abel's always Abel.
Yeah, and they have another little one, but they're trying to do the missionary work and doing a lot of things down there.
Amen.
Yeah, I know.
And I pray for another friend of mine that was in a lot of serious pain. I'm in serious pain, but there's lots more people worse than me.
Mm.
And I'm just, today I'm just truly grateful. I'm reading through the Bible again, and I'm up to 2 Samuel now. And I read it to myself out loud, and it really helps me because there's people like me that can't read. They're much worse than me.
Yeah.
I'm teaching another woman how to read because she can't read the bigger lines, and she's over 60 years and still don't know how to read that good.
Well, God bless you,
Linda. And then there's a blind woman I read every day, too, and we're reading through the Bible. And then I read Jesus Always, Jesus Calling, and Heaven Calling to my sister and a couple other people.
Well, we appreciate it. Continue to walk by faith and to bless the people around you. You've got a great, healthy, godly, spiritual attitude, and we appreciate it.
Amen.
Okay, and I, my sister in Illinois, she's in a lot of pain, too. She's the one that's got, was there, and she sends different things to people all the time. She's a crafty person.
All right, Linda. So, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks for picking up. I love everybody. See you Sunday.
All
Bye.
Right. God bless you. Phone lines are open, 800-338-7060. That's toll-free in all of North America.
Amen.
And right here in Baltimore, it's 410-483-3700. Marty Vieter is calling, and he's not calling us from Baltimore, Maryland. Marty, where are you calling us from?
Well, I'm overlooking the valley towards the ocean in San Diego.
Ah.
Hey.
That's exciting.
Eagles flying over my head.
What are you doing in San Diego? Huh?
I don't need a sweater or
Stop.
A winter jacket.
Stop.
Or some kind of animal skin.
So, tell us what you're doing out there.
So it's my birthday. So this is, we thought we would come on a little mission to San Diego. We're going to get together with some believers, do some soul winning, and what else would you want to do on your birthday?
Amen. Wow. Well, first of all, happy birthday. And then secondly, tell us a little bit about this mission you're on.
Well, we have of course, church friends that you know quite well. The Chung family is out here.
Mm.
And you used to do that Bible study at their house, which they wish you were doing over here. But you're stuck over there in the snow and the cold.
But, we're not stuck anywhere. Knock it off.
Well, let's go. So, and I have a friend named Lou that's out here, and we're going to get together with some believers tomorrow. I think we're going to be involved with some Japanese Bible study, and that's going to be fantastic. I believe that's Zoom because the flights to Japan take a long time.
You're right.
But I believe that it's going to be a great time. We're just thinking God is gracious, and that's immutable truth. God is gracious is immutable truth because it's sourced in the very nature and character of God. Can't be separated from who God is. And people that say, well, I know God, but I'm not sure about that whole grace thing. Well, then you don't know God that well.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is gracious, and I love that. So we're just out here, we're going to tell people how much God loves us and how jealous he is that he's not able to love them yet. So,
Interesting?
That's what soul winning is, right?
Yes.
Isn't it interesting how some people can receive the truth part of God, some people like the grace part without truth, you know, but how it says grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. This is who he is. That grace without truth just can cause a lascivious lifestyle in doing things the way you want. Truth without grace is legalism, but grace and truth is life. Grace and truth
right.
is life.
And isn't it true that you're not going to be able to live in the truth and practice the truth unless you first receive the grace of God? I think that's why he said it in the order in which he said it.
Grace and truth. Yes.
Right? In other words, the woman caught in the act of adultery, what does she need before she lives in the truth? She needs grace.
Amen.
She needs to be forgiven.
Here's a good example. Here's a good example of grace and truth. Grace says, I've never followed you on the basketball court. Truth says,
that you broke my nose at least once.
Only once? That's too bad.
At least once, I said. I'm trying to be gracious.
Well, that's what you can't. You can't. You're not supposed to reach in.
But on the other hand, you're the only person who sharpens their elbows before they play.
That's true.
True that. Yeah.
They just came out that way.
The thing is the nose is a malleable thing. And if somebody, you know, when I get smashed in the nose and people think, well, at least that pest is out of my way, it's going to be, no, that's when the game starts.
You know what happened one time? I was in a hockey game, and I was playing defense, and a guy took a slap shot. His name was Dave Forbes. He played for the Boston Bruins years ago. He actually became the chaplain. He became the chaplain of the National Hockey League,
I think you're right. I think he was.
Well, my
chaplain.
Glove fell off, and he broke four of my fingers with a slap shot. And I thought, I got to tape my glove on from now on. This is crazy. Because I don't know, I made some kind of a movement with my hand. The glove came off, and the puck hit me right in the fingers. And that's why my fingers are like that today. Can you see them?
Yep.
They're that answers a question that I've had for a long time. Why do you have that long string between your gloves?
Tape together.
Well, Marty, we pray for your trip out there. We pray for great success. We pray for encouragement. And who knows, maybe you'll be planting some seeds for a ministry in the future out there.
Amen.
Yeah, and pray for March. We want to do it again in March. And I heard there's a lot of people who would love to do that. So pray for those plans. I think, Pastor Love, you have to be on that trip.
March.
Wow. I'd like to march right out there.
I've already promised that you're showing up, so you've got to come.
Just got to make that trip contrary to the Eurocon. At the same
Correct.
Time. Like later in the month. Later in the month.
Earlier in the month, before the conference.
No, I think the conference is...
might be early, yeah.
It's 10 through 14, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you go through the third, from the 3rd to the 8th.
Oh, okay.
You got it all figured out, don't you?
I don't know. No, you know who is doing that plan is Atul.
Okay.
I call Atul the Bedouin pastor because he's a traveling pastor.
I love it.
He's awesome.
Well,
so
Marty,
God bless you. Have a great show.
All right.
And
God bless.
Thank you for the word this morning.
You're welcome. Have a great time out there.
Well.
All right, friends, phone lines are open. I'm going to take our next caller in just a moment. But Pastor Schibelli, 2 John. John writes this letter, and he addresses the elder, or refers to himself as the elder, unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love. Now, listen to what he says. Whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwells in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you. Mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth, in love. Yep. And then verse 4, I rejoiced greatly that I found thy children walking in the truth. I mean, he talks a lot
about truth.
The truth.
Wow, he mentions it in verse 1, two times. He mentions it in verse 2. He mentions it in verse 3. He mentions it in verse 4. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I think he was around the truth a lot and received a lot of truth from a personal walk with Jesus himself. You know,
it's incredible. I mean, he really was celebrating the truth, and he loved people in the truth. And isn't that something? What does it mean to love people in the truth? We read about that in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. I think it's the 15th verse. You know, we are loving people according to the truth. And even the Apostle Paul, when he wrote, I think it was to the Philippians in the 1st chapter, he said, I pray that your discernment, that your wisdom, your love would abound more and more in the truth, according to the truth. I mean, that's...
Because couldn't love be very sentimental?
Absolutely.
It could be very abstract. It could be not genuine at all. And it could be love sourced in, it's human love. It has nothing to do with God's love, because God's love must always be connected to the truth. For God is love, and then he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So God is love, and God is the truth.
Yeah.
So you can't take them away from each other.
Amen. All right, let's take our next call. Let's go up to York, Pennsylvania. Pastor Duke joining us live in the Grace Hour. Pastor, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Love. Hi, Pastor Schibelli.
Hello.
Again, this theme this week is incredible, and because of it, I've been getting out some of my older books and things in my library, and I've been reading the Greater Grace Glossary just want to put a plug in there for if anybody in our ministry, if they don't have the updated Greater Grace Glossary, it's incredible. And listen, there's a lot it says about truth, but I wanted to just read this one short portion here. It says, in order for truth about life, creation, and God to be true, it has to be perfect, divine, unchanging, and unchangeable. This kind of truth can only exist in a sphere outside of the three dimensions of space, length, and time, so that it will not be corrupted or defiled. Therefore, truth that reveals God in his true essence and character is a higher spiritual law which is difficult to comprehend with our finite minds. Because of our limited creative powers, we cannot be the creators of truth, but at best, we are interpreters or communicators of truth. That is just one short paragraph from the Greater Grace Glossary on truth. Isn't that incredible?
That says a lot in a few short sentences.
Yeah, and you know what? It's been compiled from Dr. Stevens, Pastor Schaller, Pastor Shabelli, from Bible College classes, Pastor Love, that you guys have taught over the years. And I just want to encourage people, if they don't have it, to order it from the bookstore, because it's incredible. And I just wanted to say that.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah, we have a copy of that right here in our studio, too. Pastor Duke, and we turn to it often.
Mm-hmm. That's Amen. The truth. That's the truth.
Amen.
Thanks,
yeah,
friend.
You guys are awesome, man. Keep up Amen. The grace work.
Amen. That's exactly what it is, the grace work. Thanks, Pastor Duke. Oh. Phone Amen. Lines are open. 800-338-7060. 410-483-3700 is the local number, and the 800 number, well, that's toll-free in all of North mm-hmm. America. You know, Cliff Vincent has written to us, says, wasn't Paul Pierce, the Boston Celtic basketball player, called the truth?
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But I don't know why.
Me neither.
I don't know why.
Was he even saved?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, he's the truth of some type.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know what they meant by that. Maybe if somebody knows the reason behind that nickname, would share it with us, but I don't think it has anything to do with Christ.
No, it can't.
Yeah.
Not with him.
I don't think
unless
so.
Unless he's changed. How about this verse? How would you respond to this verse? A comment on it. Let God be true, Romans 3:4, and every man a liar. Does that mean Christians too? And I think, what would you say to that? Let God be true, and every man is a liar.
I would say that regardless of what my thoughts are or my position is or what I know intellectually, if it contradicts what God says, I fall into the classification, the category of a liar. Let God be true.
In other words, we all of us have an old sin nature. It's nothing but a lie. I mean, everybody's got an old sin nature. It's not eradicated when you get saved. So let God be true and every man a liar. So people walk around as if everything they think and do is true. Well, that's not true. Yeah. We have Pastor Sturge on the line.
We do indeed. Let's take his call. Pastor Sturge, you were just here in the studio ago.
How did you do
that? And now you're joining us live.
How'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
Are you? I'm looking. I don't see you.
I went into the hallway.
Okay.
Because there's an echo. But I, Pastor Love, you started mentioning in what John was saying to the churches, and I love that one verse. It says where John said, "I have no greater joy. I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in the truth." And boy, isn't that the heart of every spirit-filled pastor? For his people, every spirit-filled mm-hmm. teacher for his students, every spirit-filled father for his kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you're quoting from 3 John verse 4. We were quoting earlier from 2 John, but The second epistle, that's based and founded and grounded in the truth. The third epistle, same thing. It's all based and grounded in the truth. And I think that John really shares with us the mindset, we hope, of every pastor in every local assembly, which is that the pastor would have no greater joy than to hear that his children in the faith walk in the truth.
Mm. Yeah, because I mean, because what does talent matter if you don't have truth in your heart? What do the gifts matter if you don't have truth? If you could have a church full of talented people, but
without truth,
not walking in the truth. Yeah.
I mean, think about that. No greater joy to find that my children have money. No greater joy to find out that my children, you know, have peace. No greater joy to find out that my children have a place to live. No greater joy than finding that my children walk in truth, regardless of what's going on, what's taking place in their life. But if they're walking in truth, really, that's all that matters.
Two verses earlier, in the second verse of that third epistle, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health." But he doesn't say, "I have no greater joy than to know that you're prospering and being in good health," right? Mm-hmm. In other words, he has a wish for those that he's addressing that they would prosper and be in good health, even as their soul prospers. But the joy comes when you know those same souls are walking mm-hmm. in the truth, because there's nothing quite like walking in the truth. And Pastor Sturge, think about this. Who knows whether or not we're really walking in the truth, but God himself?
Mm.
So there's an honesty. There's a transparency there. In other words, we could play the role of the hypocrite. We could say we're living in the truth, but are we living in the truth? Mm-hmm. But when we live in the truth, there's something manifested from our lives that is very clear to those that are observing and watching and making an evaluation. And that is, look, it's real. It's legit. It's happening in their lives. They're walking in the truth.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely. And Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
So that
and when you have a church full of people that are free, and they're free from their sins, they're free from all the hang-ups, that is such a great evidence that people are walking in the truth, isn't it?
And how do you get freedom? See, people are always looking for freedom one way or another, and people have caused all kinds of problems, and there's been revolutions looking to be made free, and then once the revolution in their eyes is successful, they still find themselves in bondage. You know, they're still in bondage because of an old sin nature, because of a world system, because of the devil. And they do everything they can. They make all these moves, and then they find that freedom really isn't freedom at all.
Mm. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I was just so thankful for this, for this church, because that's what we've gotten for decades and decades and decades. It's
decades.
Just the truth and love.
Decades of truth.
And the great thing is, one of our earlier callers pointed out the fact that it doesn't change. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
nope.
and that's not to suggest that, you know, God's not in the process of changing us. We know we're changed mm-hmm. all the time, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace. We know that. But on the other hand, how important is it for us to understand that God and God's truth is changeless? Time doesn't impact it.
Truth. Satan hates
Amen.
The truth. He flees the truth. You speak the word in Matthew 4:11, he's gone. He's on a motorcycle out of there. He's just out of there, you know?
Amen.
No, he doesn't. By the way, the enemy can always hang around a church that really doesn't have the truth or believe in the total truth. He can hang around in places like that, even with Christians who really are, you know, not really adhering to the truth. Now, they can get bothered by all kinds of attacks from the atmosphere, but he hates the truth, he flees the truth, he despises the truth, and he doesn't want to be around the truth.
Yeah, because he is the God of iniquity. That's what kicked him out of heaven. And in Proverbs 16:6 says, "By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful verse.
Yep.
Iniquity is purged
Hallelujah.
By truth. That's
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Well, that's why all the more reason for you and I to draw near to God and to draw near to the local assembly and to draw near the preaching of the Word of God, because that's the only way iniquity is purged from our lives as we come in contact with the truth and then hear it consistently.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Pastor.
Amen. Thanks, guys.
God bless. And we have a brother who's written to us, says, the word law in Romans is a strong word. The law of sin and death versus the law of the spirit of life. This universal truth that we have no control over, like a law, the laws of nature. That's a good point, but it is also true that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is greater than the law of sin and death.
Absolutely.
Right? It overcomes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful principle. It's kind of like the laws of gravity, right? The law of gravity never changes.
Never.
And the only way to overcome it is the introduction of another law,
mm-hmm.
the law of aerodynamics.
Yes.
That great giant airplane defies the law of gravity.
Yes.
And you know that better than anybody, Pastor Schiavelli. You've lived half your life on those airplanes.
I don't know. I think close to 580 airplane flights.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I count them? Yeah.
Yeah.
This next trip will be about seven of them.
Wow.
Somehow,
yeah.
Up and down. I just pray that my ears remain the same.
Amen.
Greg Ott, wow.
He thanks us for the truth that he's hearing on the Grace Hour today. Thank you, Texas Greg.
Oh, the truth is you're not from Texas. I mean, you were from Texas, but you're not anymore. We're going to call you Maryland Greg.
He's Texas. He'll always be
Texas
Greg. I know,
just joking.
Texas is big.
Ooh.
And you know the great thing about Greg? He's got a big, booming voice.
I like it.
I was in the convenience store the other day, Wawa, and I didn't see him, but guess what? I heard him. And I thought to myself, Texas Greg
is here,
is in the store.
Texas
and then
Greg
I found
is
him.
In the store.
He's always going to be
Yeehaw!
Texas Greg. Pastor Sturge, thank you so much for the call. Let's move on next to Aretta, joining us live in the Grace Hour from Baltimore. Aretta, welcome.
Good afternoon, Pastor Love and Pastor Schiavelli. Oh, I love you all. Pastor Love, when you have the spirit of truth living in you, you're free in Christ. You have no condemnation.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Your ears hear truth.
Amen.
Your eyes see truth.
Amen.
Truth all around you. You live in truth.
Amen.
And that's the fact. And no, trust me. And when you have the spirit of truth in you, as soon as you hear error, right to the spirit of the word, come up in your spirit. That's wrong. And the spirit bring the word, God's word to you instant. But you know why? Because the spirit in you is alive.
Amen.
Wow. Beautiful.
Hey.
That's a fact.
Here's a truthful statement. We're going to be going to the islands. We haven't decided which one yet. We're thinking Barbados. We're thinking, we need a Greater Grace Church in the islands.
Go St. Croix. You could go St. Croix.
Okay. They speak English?
Oh, yeah. English and Spanish. We have a lot of Hispanic. Puerto Rico close to the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
Both of them is American territory. Puerto Rico, St. Croix, St. John, St. Thomas.
St. Croix is American territory?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's full of Hispanic. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And St. John's also?
St. John and St. Thomas and Puerto Rico. Those are the only islands in the Caribbean belong to America.
Wow.
American territory, yeah.
Great.
Beautiful.
Well, we're thinking about the islands. We really want to, we're planning a time this year to take a harvest group to the islands and see what God does, because I think that there's great opportunities in those islands for churches.
Amen.
Yeah.
Great. Aretta, thank you.
Yeah, love you all. Have a blessed week.
Oh, you do the same. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Just a couple of minutes left in the program. You know, earlier, Tess from Malmo, Sweden, Pastor Schiavelli, asked us about the difference in the Old Testament where the scripture speaks about statutes, mm-hmm. precepts, and laws. I think she wanted to know, what's the difference between those three things? Because all of them are mentioned, for instance, in the Psalms.
Yeah. I'm sure looking in my hermeneutical book, there's a precise answer for that, which I might not have at this particular moment.
I don't have an answer for
that
yet.
Yeah, I think statutes, what was it, laws?
Precepts and
precepts
then laws.
Precepts and laws, yeah.
So that's, we'll do a little investigating for you. Cass, it is a good question. And then how about next week on the Grace Hour, we'll talk a little bit about that. So make sure you remind us and, you know, send us a note on Facebook Live, and we'll address that.
It's all sourced in God's nature and character, obviously.
Yeah.
Statutes, precepts, and laws, you know. And certainly there's going to be precise definitions for those three words that might bring clarity to it. But basically all sourced in the Word of God. Mm. It's all the Word of God, you know. So,
amen. And he has written to us, says, God is outside of time. Can you expound on that for a minute?
He's eternal. God is eternal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's in time, but outside of time. And that's, you know, sometimes we think we are able to explain these things. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But being eternal means, yes, he is outside of time, but he's in time at the same time. Outside of time, in time at the same time.
You know? Yeah.
And being eternal means, yes, exactly that. He's outside of the timeline. Here's a timeline from the creation all the way to the last days, the end, the millennial reign and all that. And there's thousands of years that are time just marching on. But God is outside of that, but at the same time is in that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's fascinating, even more fascinating when you think that the one who is eternal came into time, mm-hmm, and limited himself, mm-hmm, in, mm-hmm, time so that he could redeem us and bring us into eternity.
And the Holy Spirit, being eternal, is also comes into our lives, into a believer when you're born again. And if you're not born again, you receive the Holy Spirit as your personal Savior and the Holy Spirit in the church. So he's eternal yet in time.
Yeah. And I love the fact that Scripture tells us there is coming a time when time will be no more. And we're excited about that. Well, praise the Lord. We're out of time. How about that?
But we're eternal.
But we are eternal. Yes. Thank God. Thank you so much for joining us today, friends. We appreciate it so much. And we hope you have a great week. And don't forget, if you don't have a local church, you can come out and visit us on Sunday. Our church services here at the Greater Grace World Outreach are at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 6:30 p.m. We're located at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, right here in Baltimore. Have a great weekend, friends. We'll be back Monday. Join us then.
Thanks for listening to The Grace Hour. Our live program airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Grace Hour is a ministry of the Greater Grace Church. You are invited to visit Greater Grace at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. For more information, go to gracehour.org or call 1-800-338-7060.